Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast. I'm Salsa.
Jesus Christ.
No, you're not Jesus Christ. You are James, and I am Jenna.
For fuck's sake, man. With your hosts.
Yeah, I already said my name.
Yep, James.
I said your name for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you claim to be my Lord and Savior, and you are a very sweet individual, but you are not my Lord and Savior.
That is very true, that I am not your Lord and Savior.
No. So, I'm still Jenna.
I was moved by the spirit of Salsa's complete lack of energy.
Salsa's tired.
Yeah, I get that. I'm fucking inside out also.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Medium well.
Yeah, but you were inspired.
Salsa is finally done with Renaissance festivals.
Hooray!
For this year.
How's your throat? Could it use something warm and with whiskey?
I mean, always.
I'm warm and with whiskey.
You are my savior.
Oh.
Still not my lord.
No, that's true.
That's fair. Anyway, James, what are we drinking?
We are drinking a delicious Minnesota cider from the Minneapolis Cider Company. It's their raspberry.
Raspberry beret. Raspberry beret.
The kind you find in a secondhand store?
Exactly.
Oh.
Only this is the kind you find in a booze store.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I'd want a secondhand booze store.
No.
I think that's just a toilet.
Ew.
Yeah. So it's that cider just with
fallen soldiers as far as the eye can see.
God.
With some Fireball whiskey in it.
Yeah. Drinking it.
Heated up.
Yeah.
Heated up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Salsa was kind enough to spin this through a microwave.
Oh, this is glorious.
Mm.
This is lovely. Raspberry beret. Kind of fine at a secondhand store.
So, yeah. I'm beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holy fuck am I beat.
So chipper then.
Yeah. Okay. It was a good weekend, all told.
Excellent.
Nice.
The weather was gorgeous. It was like mid-70s both days.
Yeah.
It was like mid-upper 70s on Saturday, mid-lower 70s on Sunday.
Beautiful.
That does sound gorgeous.
Yeah, it was fantastic weather, good crowds,
mm-hmm.
Good audiences.
Crowd was also mid-70s. It was a little old, but nice. It's sweet people.
Yeah. They were very sunshiny.
Performing in the Hippodrome at the lovely Circus World grounds.
In the Hippodrome.
Sunday.
But yes, also Saturday.
Three times on Sunday, yes.
Salsa will swallow the whole sword, but he'll only need the edge.
Damn it.
No, I need the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, yeah, it was I only did 3 shows a day instead of the 4 at Minnesota, which was nice, but
slacker.
But it was just like getting out there and getting back and packing everything up and stuff like that.
Backpacking?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Especially after doing it for 7 weekends. Tack on an extra one.
Doing it for 8 weekends instead.
That was silly.
It was.
And adding all that setup and teardown in between. Yeah,
it was real, real exhausting. We my wife and I pulled in like at 10:30 or so last night.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and then woke up.
So you got
up.
Lots of sleep, huh?
Oh, so much sleep. And by that, I mean no.
No.
And by that, I mean the opposite of that thing.
And, you know, we stayed at this little cabin. My wife is with the Fondazzi, and so I stayed with them. Mm-hmm. And they just got...
Freeloader.
They got one of these cabins.
Also, name dropper.
But they had king beds in every room. And so my wife and I were, like, laying in these beds, and we're like, where are you? you're way over there. It's the difference between a king and a queen doesn't look like that much until you're laying in them and you realize that they're way the fuck over there.
Yeah.
But it was just, unfamiliar bed in an unfamiliar location. You don't sleep well.
Right. I actually sleep very well in unfamiliar beds.
Oh, really?
Did you have a date like that?
Yes. Yes, I was really going for that angle. And I'm glad you picked that up.
But yeah, it was a good time. I really enjoy Rogues and Ruffians a great deal. It is a fun festival.
Yeah.
Especially 2 years ago it snowed, so the fact that we had, you know, good weather and crowds this year was a good thing. Not that I don't like the snow, because I do, but it does tend to keep crowds smaller.
Such a shame that you have to do all of that on a historic circus ground and have no interest in circus yourself.
I know, it's the worst.
Terrible.
Although this year, the wagon pavilion was locked up.
Oh.
So we didn't get to walk in amongst the circus wagons, which was a real bummer.
But that is a shame.
Fair, yeah.
But, yeah. So I am mentally and physically and emotionally just done.
Yeah.
So tired.
So let's do a podcast.
Hey, let's do a podcast. That'll be a great idea.
What better way to celebrate completely expending yourself than by doing more?
With a bed.
Well, just said he had one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you're all full up on bed, then we'd better do a podcast, huh?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Okay. Anyway. I did things.
What did you
Yes.
do?
Birthday stuff.
Yay,
because it was my birthday.
Holy shit.
So one of the things that I did this year is I kind of broke up my birthday stuffs into smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
To make it easier for me to be able to focus on people. Because when I have a lot of people, I get distracted.
Fair.
And I want to be able to focus on all my people. So I had a couple of smaller groups of specific people, like fencing booth. We did a thing.
We did a fencing booth thing on Sunday.
We did. We actually discussed business at my birthday party.
Fuck.
I'm not sad about it, but we did in fact do that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Tuesday I had sushi with a select group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi.
So that one, like, basically said, there's one individual who has made it to every single sushi birthday that I've had.
Aww.
So that individual was for sure going to be at my sushi, and I was like, who else do I hang out with this person? And I invited those people.
Yeah.
Because tradition. And
tradition.
I love how you both did that, only James said it out loud and Salsa pantomimed it.
Yeah. Together we're one horse.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the audience could see that look. So anyway.
You're one. And I'm a bit hoarse.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. No, don't. Why are you celebrating? That's sad. No, stop it. I have sadness now. Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, so anyway. Whatever. I'm done. Done. I ended up, like, Wednesday and Thursday taking down tent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to it on Monday because I was helping other people with their stuff.
All the fucking things, yeah.
Yeah. So I did mine Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Did my family gaming Wednesday. Took down the tarps on Thursday because I had forgotten to bring anything to cut the tarp ropes with.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, or it all just would have been done then.
Yeah.
I got my hairs done.
Yeah, it's real good.
I did my annual Alchemy Salons with our friend Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. I have had two people since Thursday ask me about my hair.
Yeah.
And where I got it done.
Hold it up to the microphone for the audience.
It's a little loud, but you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a very textured coloring with reds and kind of brownish purples,
mm-hmm.
A plumish brown, perhaps. With the browns closer to the scalp and the reds further out. And with my curls, it just is catching all of the things and all of the depth. Like, I'm pretty sure my hair, if you wear the 3D glasses, like, it stands out even more.
So, yeah. Looks like it's coming right at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I went way shorter. I don't think I've been this short in, like, probably 15 years.
What about your hair?
I have, you shut your whore mouth. I don't like you anymore. Damn it, don't. Don't congratulate him on that. But no, got the hairs. Took my car in.
Yeah.
To get all the car things done. I took myself in to get my driver's license renewed and actually get my real legal name on it.
Good.
When I got married, I made my last name my middle name.
Oh, sure.
And the past 5 times I've tried to change it or get it updated properly, they just keep going to my maiden middle name. And I'm like,
no.
Marie is a stupid middle name. It's not dumb, but, like, everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was one person I tried describing it to them, and they just looked at me so confused. And I'm like, you know what? I'll deal with it next time. It's fine. Like, they just couldn't figure out what I was talking about. Anyway, so I did that and got my tabs updated and all the rest of that. So my car got all of the work done.
Mm-hmm.
Timing belt, water pump, all the brakes, all the tires, all the everything. I was amazed that it was under $2,000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
How does it feel to drive now?
The thing is that half of it was preventative.
Oh, sure. Oh, good.
So,
doesn't it feel good to be on that side of it?
It breaks a little, like the braking, not like it kerchunk breaks, but like the braking on the vehicle is definitely more defined. But
sure, sure.
Because, that was
a little more crisp.
Yeah, a little more crisp.
Yeah.
Well stated, yeah.
Have you given it any accidental, like, over-tapping and given yourself a little bit of a...
No.
Okay.
No. Like I said, like, nothing was horrible. It was time for everything to get updated.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So that nothing becomes horrible and so that I don't get stuck in Iowa.
Having to poop in a ditch.
Well, it was the timing belt thing.
Yeah.
Was the thing. So.
Yeah.
When Joe's timing belt went out, he was like, get your timing belt done. I know you were talking about how it's about time. Go get your timing belt done.
Yeah. If you're over 35, make sure to ask your doctor about your timing belt.
He's like, I don't want to get stuck in Iowa again. Check your timing belt. I'm like, okay, whatever. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Iowa, honey. but whatever.
Not
like,
yet, but someday.
I know.
And that's where they get you.
It's true.
I know. So, yeah, did all of that. And then I had more birthday shenanigans there was a lovely picnic. Went to see Reverend Matt Monster Science.
Yeah.
On mermaids. Did some hanging out at the Brown Lake Bowl out on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking and smoking and bumming out.
Nice.
Sunday was up down. And my daughter showed up as some boothies were leaving. And then the rest of the boothies left. And then I just got to hang out with my daughter and my boyfriend. And that was lovely.
That's fucking fantastic. Yeah.
And it was just, it was a good birthday week full of getting things done, not working, and seeing lots of people that I like in various ways.
That sounds pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. And then I had to work today.
Well, then everything's terrible all over.
All awful now.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Everything is awful.
Everything sucks when you're made to be a team.
Everything is cruel when you're part of the team.
Something like that, yeah.
There was a tragedy at Up Down, though.
A tragedy.
The skee ball wasn't working?
That.
not just wasn't working.
Was gone?
They removed it for repairs. So I walked in and there was just no skee ball to be had. I know. I cried a little bit. I made James do DDR though, so that was cool.
Yeah. She got to watch me be a super fat old man on that.
I don't know whether
then he got to watch me fail out miserably. So,
I don't know,
you know.
I don't know whether to be proud or disturbed that you said there was a tragedy up down and I knew exactly what the problem was.
Both. Both.
Yes. All of the above.
Sad, disturbed.
C.
All of the below.
I believe this podcast has a well-known precedent of por qué no los dos.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah, so there was no skee ball for my birthday. That was sad. I had about 10 minutes of being upset about it, and then I got over it.
Mm. That was something that they should have had on the Wii.
Skee ball?
Skee ball.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Fuck, that would have been real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Get fucking on that, Nintendo.
Yeah. They still have time. Still have the Switch. They can do that.
I'm going to choke on my cider.
Motion? Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't aware.
Yeah. Cool. That was my party stuffs.
It was fantastic. I had a blast hanging out at Up Down with you.
Oh, it was lovely. I think I was actually the outdoor picnic thing was great because we had lawn bowling. And I got to teach somebody how to do lawn bowling or bocce, depending on what you call it.
Yeah.
Joe says that you can only call it bocce if it is played on a proper bocce court.
Otherwise, it's just
sparkling. It's lawn bowling.
Lawn bowling, yeah.
Sparkling lawn bowling, sure.
Yep.
But I taught somebody, and we were playing to 10, and I had 9. It was 9 to 1. And then it was 9 to 9.
Oh, like, son of a no. Bitch.
Goddamn mother. I taught him too well.
Mm.
I taught him too well. But mm-hmm. then I won, so.
Oh, well, then that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I don't remember. Doesn't matter.
You were like, listen here, Cinderella. Sometimes the stepmother wins.
Wow, that got kind of dark, actually. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But that was actually quite lovely, just hanging out outside, drinking and lawn bowling and bullshitting and all that. So.
Good.
I forgot how much I just like that. Just hanging out outside.
Hmm. This last weekend was the quarterly LAN party.
Ooh.
My group of friends.
How many quarters did you bring?
Tokens.
It's not a token LAN party. It's a quarterly LAN party. You just said.
I don't know. How is your LAN network set up? Is it a
token ring? Yeah. Good. Good.
Yes.
I'm pleased that this joke has been made. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, a bunch of Lord of the Rings fans, so it's a Tolkien ring.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. It was really good. It was way more subdued than past LAN parties have been, but I think it was just kind of the vibe, you know?
Why is it always subdued? When is it just dude or super dude?
Or dom dude?
I think Super Dude is like an actual character of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's
he's got
not
a cape and a surfboard.
Super
Dude is just Turbo Dog.
Oh, no, I thought Super Dude was like an old guy in a bathrobe, but also a cape.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Any more than a buzz.
A towel tied as if it were a cape. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
Captain Underpants?
Kind of. Maybe Captain Underpants. I've never seen Super Dude and Captain Underpants in the same room at the same time, so.
It's true.
That could be.
It's possible.
Yeah. No, it was really good. I got to play Dead by Daylight for the first time.
Oh, how did you like that?
Turns out I'm really good at not being murdered.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. To the point where the killer was chasing me down and would occasionally tag me, you know, like half murder me. And then the little burst of speed that you get when you're half murdered.
Got you the fuck out of there?
Got me the fuck out of there. And nice. I was able to evade capture so many times that the killer would start chasing me, would be hot on my trail, would see that it was me, and then just fuck off to go do what they were doing before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was a little gratifying.
Yeah.
No, it was a good time. It's a really super fucking intense game.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those games I like watching other people play.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Carnifool, does an amazing stream.
Carnifool's amazing.
Well, yeah. In general, but also specifically,
Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. I played some Metroid Dread, which came out this last weekend. I'm a big fan of Metroid. Okay. And, Metroid Dread really does feel like a Metroid game as far as I've gotten into it, which is about 20 minutes because I'm continually getting murdered. It is a difficult game. I forgot how hard Metroid games are when you first start. This one's a little more visceral because you don't just like, I mean, if you get tagged by low level enemies, you'll still have the, like, you ran out of energy and you lose your super suit and die kind of thing. But, the mid-boss level or like perpetual threat enemies that you can't kill real easily, they get cutscenes when they kill you.
Oh, okay.
And you have like one
cutscenes,
super
scenes where they're cutting
one super narrow margin of escape. And other than that, they're just going to stab you in the face with a giant needle.
Okay. In the cut scene?
In the cut scenes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, you are tired, buddy.
Yeah, it's...
That's way more... What? I don't even understand. Okay, whatever. And you know what? If it makes you happy, Salsa, you can just celebrate.
Yeah.
The fact that... Okay. Okay.
If it makes you happy, why the hell am I so sad?
Tired.
That. Oh, tired. Yeah. Yeah, it's it feels really solid. The controls feel super well designed. And I was talking to somebody about how they might be different. But it feels good to play.
Mm.
Except for the being murdered in the face part.
Okay.
Murdered in the face part. Yeah. And then we played Screen Cheat, which is it's a four-person shooter game where you can't see the other people that you're trying to shoot. You can only see where they are by looking at the other screens on the television. Because it's divided up like GoldenEye or, you know, one of the other... Mm. Multiplayer shooters where you were always actively encouraged not to look at their screens, but here it is
the goal.
Yeah. After they've shot their weapon, after they've fired a weapon, there's a brief smoke trail on your screen that might tell you where they are, but other than that, it is the only way to survive is to know where they are. And to triangulate their position, it's a second person shooter. Which is kind
That's incredible.
Fucking amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. I had lots of fun playing that, and probably had the most fun playing Jackbox games that I've had in a little while. Because I know we all sort of, I think we all kind of burned ourselves out.
Yeah, we kind of burned ourselves out in the summer of 2020, I think.
Yeah.
Where we were like any kind of interaction. Yeah. Give me something.
Like, we played a lot of Jackbox to the point that we were getting just like repeat questions in all the games we were playing. It was like, we're just regurgitating at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we were playing the same games over and over. Like, we were rotating, but we were just.
It is just so much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we were playing every Friday for hours.
That'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Played a little bit of Trivia Murder Party. It went well. Mm-hmm. And Stefan Senpai won.
Okay.
In like the narrowest of fucking margins.
Oh.
Yeah. Like at the last second, got all three questions right and just barely escaped. So there was that. And then bracketeering. is still a huge favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, the round where everybody had to name a fluid was very fraught. Yeah, so there was that.
Like, we played the t-shirt one a bunch, and I actually ended up buying a couple t-shirts that we designed.
Good.
Funny.
Yeah. Plus, you know, memories.
Yeah.
Salsa, do you want to say more about Rogues and Ruffians?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay. There was one show that we saw. Like, Adam with the Fondazzi, he was walking past on his way from point A to point B, and he just stopped and caught, like, a minute of it before he had to keep going. But he was just like, I have to come back to this later.
Yeah.
And he told us all about it, and we went and see it. They had a snake oil salesman.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
And it was a couple, husband and a wife. We talked to him afterwards. He's been performing, he's doing festivals for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
But they do this snake oil pitch. And it's about a 20-minute show. But it is fantastic. You know, there's not a lot of extra. It's just the pitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it goes on for 20. And like, they got done. They were like, we're done. And we're like, but you've just been here for like 10 minutes. We're like, oh no, they've been at this for 20 minutes. Wow. Yeah. Like, it just, the time flew. But their patter was just fantastic. The comedy was really funny. Hmm. They had like signs and stuff like that. And her choreography with pulling out the signs and then like, cause she'd pull out a sign and like show the audience and the audience, you know, it would say, ooh, and the audience would go, ooh. Ooh. And then she'd chuck that over her shoulder and be on to the next thing. And it was so nice. Polished and so well done and clearly practiced to within an inch of its life, but it never felt rote.
Okay.
It always felt like they were playful and that they were loose and in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it, like I said, it was really funny. Like, we all were grinning like idiots by the end of it. It was fun and funny, and it was just an absolute pure joy. Nice. to listen to this snake oil show. they're like, at one point near the beginning, they're like, you know, you've been to a Renaissance festival, you may have seen, you know, a sword fighting show. And then they pull out a couple foam swords and they pretend to do a sword fighting scene. And they're like, but we're not a sword fighting show. And they chuck them over their shoulder. and then you may have seen a dancing show. And they pull out like veils or something like that. Nah, da, 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 da. But that's not us. And they chuck the things over their shoulders. And you may have come to a music show. And she like pulls out a flute and plays a couple notes badly. And they're like, but that's not what we do. And they chucks the flute over her shoulder. And then she goes, and some people do a comedy show. And then like, he clamps his hand over her mouth. He's like, stop it. Stop it. We do a comedy show. He was like, we do? I didn't get the memo. Oh, well.
Jesus. Yes.
Like I said, just they were loose and into it, and it felt spontaneous and fun.
Nice.
And it was really well done. They had the patter. They had the turn at the end, you know, turning the tip, you know, their tipping spiel and everything like that. They gave away free samples. Which were in these little like 2 ounce bottles that are like, you know, these bottles are like a centimeter tall.
Sure.
You know, tiny little just fucking bottles.
Things. Yeah.
Little vial. But it's just like, you get a free sample. Come on up and put some money in our hat if you want, and you get this little free sample.
Oh, sure. That's amazing.
You know. And I put a 5 in, and it was like, oh, you get the big sample, which is like a 2 centimeter tall bottle. it's still pretty fucking tiny, but right. it's this tiny, adorable that's little so bottle good. Of just like this liquid, you know, this like black food coloring or something like that in there, which is actually a line in their spiel at one point where they're one thing I can guarantee is it is a liquid. But they're going through and just talking about all the things that it cures and
yeah.
And you know, it cures this thing and it cures cures malaria and it cures Bulgaria. And he goes, No, that one's a country. She goes, oh, it cures wisteria. No, that one's a flower. Oh. Okay.
It's fantastic.
No, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That's awesome. Blew us away. And it was just this, like, unassuming little show that was kind of tucked into a corner, and we didn't even, like...
Do you remember the name of the show?
I can look it up. But yeah, it was so good. But anyway, yeah, I really wanted to give them a shout out, if nothing else, because their show was absolutely stellar, and it's... I've been at this for 20 years or so now, and so I'm jaded a lot.
Yeah, anytime you have, like, a fellow performer walking past and they are forced to stop and watch until, like, they remember that they have somewhere that they have to be.
Like I said,
right.
That's fucking amazing.
Like I said, Adam came and told us about the show, and we all sat and we watched, specifically watched this show, and like I said, we were all grinning like idiots at the end of it, because we were having so much fun. And that is huge praise. So, but anyway, yeah, that nice. I'll look that up, and anybody got anything else to say while I poke at this?
Do a little dance.
I have ordered new boots to replace the boots that I am currently wearing. Don't tell them. I actually have figured out kind of a gentle retirement for these boots. When it is time, I think I'm going to try to give them another polish and water seal and see if they'll hold out for the winter.
Okay, it is the Late Mountebank and the Wonder Elixir of Life Company.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I got a notification that the delivery was going to take place a little after noon 30, somewhere between noon 30 and 4.
Okay. Because
they can't be super specific, and I understand that. And then I went to check on it, because it got to be about 1:30, and it said a delivery was attempted at 12, or at 1:28, right? And I was like, 1:28? That's just 2 minutes ago. That fucker's probably still outside. And I bolted outside, and sure enough, the UPS truck was down the block, and that guy was walking out of another house. I was like, oh, I have this ticket from the front of my door saying that you attempted delivery.
Oh, God.
He's like, oh, yeah, your buzzers don't work, and they're inside a locked door. How do you know they don't work? Anyway, you have my boots.
Give me my fucking boots.
No, just like, oh, yeah, I would rather collect those from you today. I did get those.
Good.
And walk back.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I'm going to be selling my Senna Sandler boots.
Yeah.
They're a woman's size 8-ish, by the way, in case anybody's curious. I think my feet are too tall for them.
Mm. Oh.
I tried putting just a half insole for the heel where I was getting a little bit of rub.
Yeah.
Nope. I started to lose circulation, and I was like, well... I think I need blood to my feet more than I need to.
I've heard it's important.
Yeah. But yeah, they were a little bit more trouble than they were worth this season. So. Sure.
Yeah.
So if you know of anybody that's looking, I'm going to get them all nice and cleaned up first. But size 8, Son of Sandler's. It's going to be pretty cheap, relatively.
Yeah, comparatively, yeah.
Worn them for a few seasons.
Yeah.
But they're still very stout. Like, they're literally just, like, 2 seasons old. So.
Contact Jenna if you're interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take a break?
I think that's a fantastic plan.
We could do that.
All right, let's do that. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
You sure are.
And so, as I said, we were at Baraboo this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
and we stayed at a little place in Wisconsin Dells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday night, we get done, and we're like, okay, we got to go get some food now.
Oh, yeah.
And this was an adventure.
Oh?
Because we stopped at about 6 different places.
Shit.
And it's like 8 o'clock at night, and they're packed. Like, people are arriving with kids. And it's like, shouldn't you be putting them to bed? Why are people going to dinner at this hour?
Because it's Wisconsin, and they do what the fuck they want.
But one of the places we went to took the cake.
Yeah?
It was...
Did you eat it?
No.
No, if so, if a place like that took the cake, they probably shat in it.
So we...
So don't eat the cake.
We're on our phones, we're Googling different places to eat, and we find a place called the Ishnala Supper Club. And we're like, okay, this seems interesting. Well, we'll give it a go. Huh. You know, it's a supper club.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll head over, you know, a bunch of septuagenarians, you know, eating steak.
Sure. Mussy peas. Yeah.
So we go. And it is well off the beaten path.
Hmm.
Like, we had to go down this road that wound through trees.
Oh.
Quite a distance from the road.
Felt a little like a murder cabin?
Yeah, a little bit. But okay. when we got there, like, at the beginning of this road, we had to go between a pair of totem poles.
Oh, no.
And we're already like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Because some of you might know this, but Katie, with the Fondazi, is Native American.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, not only are we terrified this is going to be offensive, but... especially so for her.
Right. Yeah.
So we're like, okay, maybe we're reading too much into this. We'll find out. We get there. The parking lot is absolutely crammed to the gills. And so we're like, okay, so we get there. And we're kind of hanging out in the parking lot, and we send Katie to go scope it out. And she comes back, and she's like, nope.
Mm.
There is, like, this whole, like, sign by the entrance that is talking about, like, this land used to be owned by Native Americans, but it's okay, we took it away from them, and now we've, you know, it did, like...
Jesus.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we noped the fuck out of that place.
Yeah.
And apparently... we found out later that Katie spent the next half a trip to the next place just like shaking. It was not good.
Fuck.
But like while we were waiting in the parking lot for her to come back, like got the Wisconsin guy getting into his fucking truck 6 feet off the ground, truck, just like, yeah. Yeah, the food's a little expensive, but it's worth every penny. And we're just like, okay, dude. Yeah, good for you. We're leaving now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're in Wisconsin Dells, do not, for the love of all that is holy, go to the Ishnala Supper Club. Cause, fuck. Yeah.
Aww.
So what places have you been to eat to that have been...
Well, this reminded me awful. Directly of the Thunderbird Hotel.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Uh-huh. Fuck.
For those that don't know, the Thunderbird Hotel was a hotel that existed over by the Mall of America. And it had a haphazard pseudo-native theme to it.
Uh-huh.
As in, like... You know, okay, so you've got your geometric patterns along the walls. Yep. And, they had some of the pillars were totem poles. The gift shop had neon dream catchers. Like, yeah. Just everything that you could fucking think of to just be like, oh, I'm sorry, was this offensive? Can we give you some more, please?
Yeah.
I mean, this this pattern is Navajo, but that's Indian, isn't it?
Right. Like,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Totem poles. It's that's all the same totally thing. A Dakota thing.
Oh, by the way, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, fuck Columbus.
Yeah.
Don't. I don't, heard yeah. he had
syphilis and a number of other
things. But yeah. So anyway, but in the Thunderbird, there used to be a comedy club. And so my quarter native husband
oh, fuck.
Would go to this comedy club, and they actually loved him there.
Like,
all right. The owner really liked everything else, and it was one of his favorite places to play.
Jesus.
Because he would lean into that white guilt. and be like, yep, that's offensive, but you're all going to laugh now because sympathy votes, come on. But one of his favorite jokes to tell at that particular place was, this place is really going all out. Like, not just in the native stuff, not just what was the phrase he used? The kitschy white chick native stuff. No, the way that this, I went to the bathroom and there were, both paper towels and hand blowers. And he's like, and I think my ancestors would be disappointed in me because I was given the option for either and I chose both. I'm pretty sure if there had been a buffalo just lying on its side in that bathroom, I just would have wiped my hands on that buffalo and walked out not using the rest of it. Jesus. By the way, I think there was a buffalo just hanging out in that bathroom, being really offended.
Wow.
So yeah, no, he really enjoyed playing with that.
I remember that place. Oh, I actually remember that club too.
I performed there once.
They
not at the comedy club, but at the hotel.
Yeah, that was the hotel that Anime Detour was in for a couple of years, and some cosplayers went in and walked out almost immediately, and they were like, "Yeah, we're a party of like 12 people," and we said, "Is it okay if we sit together?" And they were like, "We're not going to push the tables together. We're not a Denny's."
Oh, that's adorable! Yes, and you totally are.
And at that point, the person at the front of the pack was like, "I guess you're not. We'll go find one," and left. Yep.
Denny's got their business tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't need 15 customers, all right.
No, oh, you're not a Denny's. Well, my mistake.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll be kinder to us.
That.
Yeah. So, yeah, that story just reminded me of the old Thunderbird.
Yeah.
And it's like the only time I went there was with Bill.
Hmm. I actually have to, like,
but he was also like, yeah, I'm going to take their money. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
Like, if they're going to pay me definitely. To perform, I will take their money. Yeah, like...
I had a weirdly related moment this weekend. I had watched the movie Repossessed, which is a Leslie Nielsen sight gag vehicle.
Yeah.
Based on The Exorcist.
Okay.
And I had watched that, I want to say like 25 years ago, something like that. And remembered that there were boobs in it. And that it had sight gags. And I was like, okay, so this is probably like, I don't know, like Airplane, right? That's kind of what, kind of, which is a little, like,
still a little
problematic.
Dated,
it's dated, but, you know.
I mean, slapping a woman who's in hysterics is kind of, little dated.
A little, yeah, more than a little.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, okay, so I want to, you know. I don't remember this movie very clearly, but I remember that it's got sight gags and it's probably pretty dated. This was at the LAN party because we were looking for something to watch.
Right.
And I was like, but I remember that it, you know, it's got Leslie Nielsen and it's full of sight gags. Turns out, not only does it become increasingly problematic, Okay. Like, it starts bad and gets worse.
Mm.
But we had that moment where one of the couples attending the LAN party, I had performed their ceremony, and the wife of the couple is also, I want to say, like, directly descended from the... I hesitate to say medicine man because I don't know the correct word, but the... healer? The tribe's healer.
Yeah.
That's
they're already upset.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
This is already upsetting.
No, the problem is I don't know. I don't know the word. But
healer.
No, yeah. And she's like knows exactly where she's from and all of the everything. And it's fucking fantastic. And we've had many conversations around that, but never specifically about much of that. And
right.
I feel kind of stupid for not knowing more.
Sure.
But yeah, it was weird. We started watching it and I had this moment where I was like, I wonder if Leslie Nielsen appears in like the super racist Hollywood feather headdress. And I don't know. But now I'm suddenly extremely concerned.
Yeah, yeah. And uncomfortable.
That this is going to happen. Like, it would be awful. It would feel bad to watch anyway, much to your point.
Right.
It would feel bad to watch that anyway. But like, also, now I'm not just feeling bad for myself taking it in. I'm feeling bad because I said, let's watch this movie, and it's going to be insensitive for everyone. Sure enough.
Oh,
right, man. Like 5 minutes before the end, full the just by wow, worse than I expected. Yeah. And not only that, but like the movie sucks. Like, completely aside from being problematic, it's not even one of those things where you're like, yeah, I like White Christmas, but it's,
yeah,
you know, it's got a lot of problems and, and has a whole thing about minstrel shows. So maybe let's not watch that.
Yeah.
But instead, it's just like real fucking terrible. Wire to wire, it gets worse and worse.
There are some movies that just need to exist in your mind in their place and time, mm-hmm. and you just don't revisit them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when we rewatched Ghostbusters, I was like, I had remembered it being somewhat problematic, and I was like, right out of that, like, first 5 minutes, I'm like, Jesus! Fuck! Oh my god!
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't. Don't rewatch Ghostbusters. Just have that happy little memory in the back of your head.
And yeah, it's okay for things to
exist
in the past. Yeah.
Don't look back.
Yeah.
Nope. But this is definitely one of those things where, like, I flat out fucking apologized at the end of the movie. I was like, everyone, I should never have recommended this movie. I never will again. And I'm sorry that you all sat through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, God.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was actually very lucky growing up. We've wandered off topic, but I'm not putting us back on the rails. Fuck it. Growing up, there was a Native woman, who basically watched us when our mom was busy working.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like, babysitter, caretaker, other adults, you know.
Yeah.
Family friend, adult thing. And so, like, growing up, I learned how to do, like, she made her living making Native American crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I'm trying to remember, and this actually leads into what's frustrating for me, is I learned how to do all of these things, and she told me all of these stories and all of this information, but I was way too young to appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, oh, God, if I could remember, like, this, that, or the other thing. Like, I know that, like, she talked about sage for cleaning and sweetgrass for positive energy type thing. Like, I remember that one, I think. But I was so young, I can't, I'm not even 100% certain.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, so, but I'm really fortunate to have had that experience, and I really wish I had been old enough to appreciate more of it. But it was also one of the side stories I have from this is that she would reclaim anything that was dead on the side of the road. If there was roadkill, she'd be like, well, let's repurpose this. And it made me giggle just a little bit to know that, like, she would reclaim birds and boil them up and clean them up and, like, you know, so they're completely disinfected, and use the feathers and things like earrings or some of her mask work or things like that.
Sure.
And it just made me giggle every time somebody unknowingly purchased a pair of earrings for, like, $20 with, like, repurposed feathers and porcupine quills. I'm just like,
you've purchased roadkill.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My great aunt was part of one of the tribes in Wisconsin. Mm. And so when we would go to visit my great aunt and my great uncle, we would stay at the small bar inn restaurant place on Lac de Flambeau, and Frosty's on the Lake was the name of the place. And her daughter owned a little gift shop over there that sold moccasins and dream catchers and those kinds of things. What my cousin from my great aunt, Margie, called white people trinkets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really weird. It was a good experience in how people feel when they're not the majority or not the centered group.
Sure.
Yeah. And I wish that I had learned more and wish that I remembered more.
Right.
Yeah.
But so because of that experience growing up, I did a lot of beadwork. I enjoyed doing beadwork. And so I accumulated a lot of beads. And so when Bill and I were moving in together, you know which direction this is going. We spent all this time being so, you know, reverent.
Sure.
And my late husband is about to fuck this up. So,
yep.
Well.
So I had a box and it was labeled beads. And he's like, what's in this? I was like,
beads.
Beads. And he was like, do you have beads? I'm like, yes, Bill. I have beads.
No, I just have an empty case labeled beads.
I said, I was like, I'll trade you some beads.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
He looked at me and he goes, can I get some blankets with that?
Yep, I knew it. Knew it.
Yep.
Knew where this that was going.
Wow, that was much, much more grim than I had expected.
Oh, no. I knew exactly where this was going.
Wow.
It is different when invited by somebody.
Oh, sure.
To be able to have those kinds of conversations. Yeah. And by the way, you probably haven't been invited, so don't.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things that, you know, Bill and Joe and I tease back and forth about his Chinese ancestry all the time.
Sure.
But
you need to be in the joking envelope.
You need to be invited into those spaces. You cannot just state that this is what...
No.
You can't be like, well, I have a black friend, so I can say, no, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
The thing that I've always said about that kind of thing is, Oh, you have a black friend? Well, that should make you even less likely to say that thing that
right,
you
exactly.
just fucking said. Yeah, that should make you even a little more sensitive.
Right.
About people saying that shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Nope.
It's definitely one of the and don't ever take that invitation for granted either. Don't be a dick about it, because I have seen some people that have been like, oh yeah, by blah, 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 blah. It's like, buddy, that's a privilege that you have been granted by way of friendship. Don't fuck that one up.
It's not a hall pass.
Yeah. Context is important.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill's dead, so I can say whatever I want to about him now. He was a really nice guy, and I miss him. Frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Also kind of a jerk sometimes.
Yes.
The end.
Well, there you go.
But he was our jerk.
He was our jerk.
Bad candy.
Bad candy.
Of the dozen or so stories that I now have about your ex-husband, may he rest in peace. That is by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, tell us your offensive stories.
Oh, God.
What?
No.
Oh shit. Salsa.
Fuck.
Tell Salsa your offensive stories. Fuck. No.
Those moments where you were just, you walked into a place and went, uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your offended stories.
Yes.
Not your offensive stories.
Yeah, no, don't.
Your offended stories.
Or maybe if you're on the offensive line for soccer, hockey,
no.
Football, basketball.
I mean those moments where you see a place or something like that and you go,
you're at bats?
No. What the fuck were they thinking?
Maybe if you made someone clutch their pearls, I would take that. Mm-hmm. I would take a pearl clutching story. But, Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Salsa. Okay.
He wants 5 emails.
We're going to take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. About this thing.
This thing that we're about to talk about?
Yes, that thing.
What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we watched a thing.
Yeah,
during the break.
We did things during break.
we were talking about various things, as you do.
As one does.
And I mentioned kabaddi. And not many of you probably are aware of kabaddi, but kabaddi is a game played on the Indian subcontinent. And it is the best goddamn thing ever.
It's real fucking good.
It is like a mixture of like tag with like some dodgeball rules.
A little bit of that, yeah.
A bit of dodgeball.
Thrown in, and it's...
So, also some football, because there's kind of...
Yeah.
It's a little bit of tackle
wrestling.
Somebody before they get to a certain point.
Sure.
Yeah.
So basically what it is, in a nutshell, is you have two teams squaring off in a court.
And it looks like a tennis court, yeah.
About, you know, a small tennis court. And what they have to do is one person from a team has to enter the opponent's side of the court.
Mm-hmm. Where they are holding hands.
Yep. And they have to tag people out. Now, the thing is A, the raider who's encroaching on the other team's side of the court can only... do what they're going to do in a single breath.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they enter the other person's field, you have one breath to do what you're going to do and then get back out. If you take another breath, you're out. The other thing is once you touch people from the other team, they're eliminated.
unless they tackle you and prevent you from getting back to your side of the court, in which case you're out. And this explanation does not do justice
not at all.
To the actual game, because when the actual game is happening, instantly you are sucked into this, and it's intense, and it is fast-paced.
Fuck yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit, I'm a fan for life.
Yeah.
And I've watched 3 minutes of this, and now I am going to watch another 4 hours.
Yeah, if anybody is ever like, hey, James, you want to go see some Kabaddi? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I fucking do. Yes.
There's anybody that knows of Kabaddi league, maybe, in the Twin Cities area, I would be highly interested.
But it's so it's kind of got that tag element of people getting eliminated if you can tag them and then get back to your side of the court without being tackled. If you're tackled, you're out.
It's a little bit capture the flag.
Kind of, but then the dodgeball rules are kind of come in, whereas if you eliminate players from the other team, then players from your team can re-enter the court. And points are scored. The scoring system is a little confusing to me, but
it was amazing.
But yeah, it is an intense game. Watch it. Anyway. Just had to mention that because it's pretty fucking cool. But the other thing we should mention is it's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Were you gonna?
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to do something. You were putting your fingers on I thought you were
readying
for this next part.
I thought waiting for the launch codes.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from. Mud.
Oh my
yay,
God, mud.
Yay,
mud. Mud Stefan. Mud says,
father
hey.
Of puddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mud says, hey there, folks. Long time no Fast Five.
I know.
Work and life have been crazy.
Aww.
So
weird.
I haven't been able to write one.
But you have a kid. That's so relaxing.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Heck, I have barely been able to listen. Aww. Anyway, I said, fuck work for a bit and wrote something out for you.
Yay!
Yay!
Best use of company time ever.
Excellent.
Question. Here we go. Question number one. Day of?
Oh.
Or next day?
Oh.
I'm a chronic procrastinator, so next day.
When do you feel more tired?
Hmm.
The day of doing a very physically exerting thing, or the day after?
Ooh,
day after.
The next day.
Definitely the next day.
Do you... When you see something that you want, do you buy it on the spot, or do you... tell yourself that you'll come back. You'll think about it and you'll come back. And if you still want it, then you'll get it.
Next day. I tend to, especially out at Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
My first couple of weekends are only looking. I am not allowed to buy things unless I actively need them to do my job at Fest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fair.
And then,
otherwise, we would just spend everything that we make and more.
Right.
That was the problem I had when I worked at Funko Land.
Do you prefer to buy things day of physically in a shop?
Yeah.
Or online and get it next day shipped?
See, for a while, I was super hot on buying stuff from Amazon, but now I try to limit that as much as possible.
Yeah.
And when I do shop at Amazon, I try to buy the things that I can only get from them all at once so that I'm not like making a series of purchases and things like that. And it also helps because then I do that thing where I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's something else that I need. And so it gets delayed by several days. But no, now, right now, actually, I'm waiting for something from Amazon, a piece of electronics that takes micro SD cards, and rather than buying those from Amazon, because fuck them, I'm going to go to the local electronics carnival that is Micro Center and pick up my SD cards from there. Even if they don't have the sizes... Oh, yeah?
Nope.
Close.
That wasn't the one I thought it was.
But yes, I'm going to go there if I need chargers, if I need SD cards, if I need anything like that.
So day of? Is that what you're saying?
I think I'm trying to be day of.
Okay.
But I definitely...
Just trying to parse what you're saying into the question.
Yeah, the problem is, like, if I... when I see things that I think are super awesome, I will usually wait to buy them. Mm-hmm. To make sure that that is actually a thing that I sincerely want and not just something that I saw, you know, on a commercial in the 80s that right. I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to buy Crossfire. I would accept Crossfire as a gift.
Why are you looking at me, James?
I don't know.
It's really creepy.
I feel like you have your pulse on the... You have your finger on the... You have your pulse on the finger of people who...
I mean...
No, I don't know. But no, it's not with any intent.
It was my birthday.
Yeah. And I bought you a game.
You did buy me a game. I'm super excited to play it. James bought me Spiritfarer, which is... Farrier?
Yeah. Farrier. I got to watch Bryn play that, and yeah. While they were playing, I passed out cleanly while they were playing. But one, you can play it 2-player, and okay. Also, it's a sincerely beautiful game.
Yeah, I'm super excited yeah. to play it. I haven't had the opportunity yet.
I also Ooh. Wrote you a modestly not safe for work haiku, as is tradition when I gift something on Steam.
Yeah, that was actually up on my complete computer when Joe came over.
Ha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
So anyway, I'm going to say next day.
All right. Question number 2.
Bing.
Eat or trash?
It depends on the food. But if it touches the ground, do you still eat it or do you chuck it?
Fuck, that's so subjective.
Oh, really I was thinking like leftovers or something like that.
Leftovers are eat,
but like
most of the
eggs
time.
Or something like that.
Like leftover breakfast eggs, like a scramble. Yeah, I'll reheat those. I'll put them on toast. It's fine.
I go eat
bread butts. I eat bread butts.
I'll eat those. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make a sandwich just out of the butts.
Mm-mm.
Really? The heel.
The heel. They are
bread butts is way
funnier. To me, they are only good for French toast, but they should Ooh. Definitely be made into French toast.
Yeah.
Because they just absorb all the egg, but they don't get, like, super flimsy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've always just made them into a slightly smaller sandwich, and it's been kind of a delicacy for me.
Mm-mm. I like them. I don't like it.
I know someone who can't eat the ends of things. Like, they throw away those two pieces of bread. They cut the ends off their hot dogs. They can't eat the ends of the hot dogs. They don't want...
Interesting.
Like, if it's a candy bar or something like that that's in a wrapper, and it's just sort of homogenous in that way, they'll do that because they're throwing away the wrapper.
They'd be good with a pumpkin spice Twinkie.
Maybe, maybe not.
Also, I need to order more pumpkin spice Twinkies. I'm almost out.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot.
Just start dropping them in your coffee, and then basically you're drinking that Twinkie, but soaked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go eat.
Yeah. Chances are pretty good it's eat.
I'm probably going to go trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, we could be talking about the heels of bread. We could be talking about, like, the little bits in the bottom of a chip bag.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Noritos. Is that... Growing up, I had to eat all of the things that I didn't want to.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So now that if I have a choice, I feel like I'm in a place of luxury where I can be like, no, no, bread heels, I shall not eat you.
See, I just don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I used to have that.
Mm. Yeah.
Question number 3. Acceptable or unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
All
right, unacceptable it is. Question number 4. Square or triangle?
Triangle man, triangle man.
Sandwiches. Do you cut, when you cut them in half, do you cut them on the diagonal or do you cut them...
Oh, that's a good question.
Symmetrically.
I don't
normally cut sandwiches, but when I do, I cut them on the diagonal.
I also cut sandwiches on the diagonal. All
right, so triangle?
I think when I do, I usually cut them into... But it's not rectangle, it's square.
Right, but it's a 90-degree cut.
Yeah, if you cut it in half and then cut it in half the other way, then you do
that's
have
also squares. Yeah.
Squares.
See, I would
like, how do you prepare your sandwiches for your kids, your maybe?
That's probably...
I don't cut them in half either.
Yeah, I wouldn't cut your kids in half. It's probably bad for them.
Not but, unless they're in a box.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Proper box.
Yeah, no, doing this single center cut... Mm-hmm. Does not, for me, taste as good as the single diagonal cut, but I'm willing to bet that two straight cuts, the four segments cut, is probably way better than
so
the diagonal
actually,
cut, because it's four tiny sandwiches.
If it is, how do you cut your sandwiches for your child, the answer is skinny rectangle, followed by triangle.
What?
I used to make for Jessa, I would call them finger sandwiches.
Sure.
Mm. Cut it in half, and then you cut each of those halves in half again. But the long way, not the square way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so I would make for her finger sandwiches. Because they were fingers. And that's how she liked her sandwiches.
Yeah.
But barring that, triangles were also acceptable.
Triangles were acceptable. But you would definitely get a memo from her.
Oh, yeah, I would get a strongly worded email.
My dearest mother, I opened my brown lunch bag today, and let me begin by saying, first of all, how dare you? Second, thank you for lunch. Third, regarding your note, I find this nickname unacceptable.
We've already done question three.
She has actually looked at me several times growing up and just looked at me and said, how dare... I'm just like, don't look at me like that. I'm getting a little wigged out. It's creepy. Jessa has always had that look.
How dare she, you?
No, just
no,
how dare.
Just how dare.
The U is parenthetical.
How dare what?
It is a parenthetical U.
Okay. Question number five.
Parenthetical U might be my MC Frontalot cover band.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Raw or cooked?
I prefer sushi over any other kind of fish.
I agree.
Hmm.
Completely agree.
Marshmallows. I like a toasted marshmallow, but I will just sit and plow through a whole fucking bag
of
them. Do
you like toasted marshmallows?
I will shovel them into my face. It is... My, like, extra 50 pounds is not a secret or a mystery. I will eat a whole bag of marshmallows. Spam, I have... If I, like...
Spam is trash.
I know that you don't.
That's just trash.
I know you don't.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
You had a very touching story about once having bread and spam, and that both you and Jessa would not eat it, so you threw the spam away and ate the bread.
It wasn't me and Jessa. Jessa was too young. She was still breastfeeding.
Gotcha.
I would not eat the spam. I couldn't. I absolutely could not make myself.
Spam and eggs is pretty good.
I love a spam and eggs.
I mean, it could be. Like, that was my first time attempting spam, and I may have prepared it poorly. I still don't want it.
No. Here's the thing. I like spam and eggs.
Yeah.
I also understand 100% why people don't like spam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I understand why people don't like all of the foods I enjoy, but I still love them.
All right. Did we figure it out?
Sure.
I think I'm going to go with raw.
I'm going with raw.
Marshmallow. Marshmallow is my answer.
Marshmallow would be...
Yes.
Marshmallow would be cooked, but I think it's going to be fish.
I think it's
good. That's
might be.
We have decided it's going to be something completely different.
Probably, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we open up the second email, and it says, question number one, day of or next day.
Okay.
Do you prefer fresh pizza or day-old cold pizza?
Fuck, that's a hard question.
No, it's not fresh pizza.
Fresh pizza is really good,
yes,
but
it is.
Day-old pizza...
Is a day old.
From the fridge as a breakfast?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's... food, and I will eat it, but it's much better fresh.
Mm.
Here's the thing. I am not supposed to have cheese, which means pizza comes to me infrequently. That said, the only way you can do non-dairy cheese is when it is hot.
Ah, fair.
I will eat an entire die of pizza in one sitting. Number one, because they're kind of small, and sure. That's not too hard. But number two, leftover non-dairy cheese pizza is just not okay. Mm. It's all right. You can do it. But it's not as good as I remember leftover actual cheese pizza.
That's being. Fair.
But even in that instance, I'm still going fresh. Cause what the fuck, James? Like, cold pizza's great, but it's not as good as
the It's fresh, not as good so. As the fresh.
I suppose. Okay. All right. I have a lot of sentiment attached to cold pizza.
If cold pizza was as good as you're making it
then they
out
would
to
serve
be,
it cold.
They would serve it
That's
cold.
That's very logical and fair. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm sold.
There is a business idea in there.
Oh, there is.
Although, I don't know if that would pass health inspection, though. That might be the problem.
Well, you would cook it
and
first.
And then immediately put it to the fridge. That would prevent...
And just send it straight to the fridge?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
might have to look into that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Question number two, eat or trash? You are given a pizza with pineapple on it.
Eat.
Mm-mm.
Do you chuck it in the trash or eat it?
Eat
it.
I can't have pineapple.
Correct.
So I'm going to pitch it.
Yeah.
Or chuck it at salsa. So essentially trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am human garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three, acceptable or unacceptable?
Okay.
Is anchovies an acceptable or unacceptable pizza topping?
Acceptable.
I don't know if I have ever had a pizza with anchovies on it, but I'm okay with anchovies.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a very similar boat as salsa. I don't think I've ever had anchovies on a pizza. I may have, and I don't
imagine
think
it tasting
I
really good.
It.
I can't. I think the saltiness would probably be really good.
Yeah.
On a pizza.
Much like olives.
Yeah.
I am not opposed to anchovies existing as a topping.
Yeah.
Not remembering having ever done this, I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm going to change my answer to acceptable.
Right. Also.
Me as well. Question number four, square or triangle? Do you prefer your thin crust pizza to be cut in squares or triangles?
Squares.
Thin crust, squares.
Who cares?
And that way you have those little, like, delicious corner pizzas that people fight over? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Also, thin crust squares. It's just...
Thin crust belongs in squares.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
I'll go with triangles.
I will eat an entire pizza of tiny squares, even if I could only have, like, half of the pizza in triangles. So, tiny squares.
Okay.
Although, you like all things tiny.
That's also true.
Yeah.
There is that.
I'm going to keep that table for my action figures.
All right, question number five, raw or cooked? When getting pizza, do you prefer a take-and-bake or a ready-to-eat pizza? I'm actually going to modify his to also include frozen pizza.
Well, that's kind of the same. Yeah. I will accept this modification. I will ratify it.
I still like ready-to-eat.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to work for it.
Oh, God.
I mean,
but I will destroy
there
frozen
are some
pizza.
Oven pizzas that are like frozen pizzas that are pretty fun. Like, okay, I remember Totino's. And there is a quality about Totino's.
There is a quality.
That is just, it's delicious garbage, and you can't reproduce that in a delivery.
Yeah.
That has to be a frozen
That's
pizza.
True, yeah.
But overall, I want it cooked.
Mm-hmm. You know, further endorsing and supporting your original conclusion on, I think, question number one, hot or cold, maybe it was like eat or leftovers or something. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Going down to get the pizza from the delivery person or from the shop and then smelling that hot pizza and getting it to the kitchen and then opening it up and seeing that glistening sacred circle of deliciousness and taking that slice or that square and devouring it. You can't reproduce that.
There's a place in St. Paul on Cleveland Avenue, I believe it is.
Okay.
Called Punch Pizza.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this tiny little blink and you miss it place, but they do Napoli-style pizza.
Yep.
With a brick oven, and it's mm-hmm. got the black blisters of the crust and yeah. the ash on the bottom, and it is the best pizza I have yeah. had this side of the pond.
There used to be a punch pizza over by my place.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they moved in there now over there.
They might be a black sheep now.
But it could also just be like they're a very local franchise or something. Like.
Well, because there's also a punch pizza on like Grand Avenue in St. Paul. But it's like you come in and you buy slices. Whereas the one on Cleveland is actually you sit down and you order.
Yeah, the one off of Bademakaskat Parkway is or is it off of Lake Proper? I don't know. The northwest corner of Bademakaskat. But yeah, they were a sit down place. Nice. So
yeah, no, just best pizza. Like I said, it had the ash on the bottom, and and you just sit there and you'd eat the whole pizza, and you'd be so happy, so good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, pretty sure that was all of them. yes, it is.
Okay.
Signed Mud.
Thank you.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us context.
Yes, please.
Who has a shout out?
I do.
All right.
Yeah. I may not have mentioned this before, but I recently went to a Twins game with the delightful Jen Jensen. And had an absolutely phenomenal evening, and I really appreciate it. She invited me and paid for the tickets, and then I bought us some beverages and things, and we just had an amazing evening. Oh, and it was free hat day. We got free hats. It's the only time that I've ever gotten something like that. It was magnificent. Yeah.
Did you say hi to Jim?
No, I didn't see Jim.
Probably hurt him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he might have retired from the Twins now.
Might have done.
I think he might have retired from the Twins. He's still doing the Wild, but he might have retired from the Twins. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
I already gave my shout out to the snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
At
but now you can do it by name.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I already named him. But yeah, the late Montebanks Wonder Elixir of Life. Fantastic show. Really, really fun show.
Yeah.
They don't do that show at a lot of festivals. They also travel. They have like a vendor shop and stuff like that they also do at a bunch of festivals. But if you happen to stumble upon them, great fucking show.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Jenna?
I would like to give my shout out to Lake Auto Center.
Ooh.
Which is where I bring my car. It's on Lake Street in between Park and Portland off of Oakland Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me an estimate. They came in under that estimate.
Dang.
They did actually do a pretty quick turnaround for the long laundry list of things that they did to my car.
Nice.
But the other thing that they did to my car is that it had just like a little touch of my bumper was not, clipped on correctly.
Sure.
And I came back to pick up my car, and that was the first thing I noticed, is that they had just clipped it back on.
Oh.
And they didn't charge me for it.
No, that's so good. Because
it's literally a one-minute job for the person with the right tools. And they are consistently delivering under estimate and very timely, and they're very nice people.
Excellent.
And I just highly recommend them. For all of your auto repair needs.
Nice.
It's a building. It's Lake Auto Center, but it's just got big Goodyear letters across the top.
Yeah.
And they do oil, they do tires, they do the whole thing.
Yeah, I think they fixed Bryn's car their emergency brake was jammed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had recommended them to Bryn, and I was like, and they are literally right around the corner from where we're at right now. So, wonderful people, super nice, and I just they're always just so nice. Like, they're always good, and they will always tell you up front if something's going to cost more or less or whatever. They're just very upfront about everything.
Nice.
And, yeah, I like them.
All right.
Shout out to them.
Cool. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh, buddy.
Oh.
Oh.
Do I have things to plug?
Oh.
Of course, now all of my stuff went away. But as is now tradition, every Wednesday starting about 5 Central Time, I will be gaming with my family yet again. We are doing Valheim.
Excellent.
I think we're talking about maybe taking on another big bad soon, so that'll be fun. So I'm doing that every Wednesday. Next Tuesday, there's a strong possibility that I'm going to be streaming Monster Prom.
Oh, fuck
with
yes.
With a very delightful Tom. So, yeah, keep your ears open for that. I think that'll be about 8 o'clock next Tuesday if we do that.
Excellent.
But the big thing is that this Thursday at 7:30, doors at 7, at Strike, I will be performing in a story slam. It will be my first live story slam. I've only done one other, and it was over Zoom, and it was very awkward.
Yeah.
But this story slam is 10 competitors throwing their name into the hat. We each have 5 minutes to tell the story we want that fits the theme, burn. I have selected my story. I will be telling a story. General admission is $10. Vaccine and mask are required for this event.
Okay.
So it is this Thursday at Strike Theater. This Thursday, Strike Theater, 7:30. At 7:30 this Thursday at Strike Theater. Strike Theater this Thursday at 7:30. Story time!
Jesus. Oh.
And I think that's what I've got.
Right. James? Anything?
I'm going camping this weekend, but unless you've been invited, it would be awkward if you showed up.
I hope you're going camping near where my cabin is. That'd be hilarious.
That would be.
this weekend, October 15th and 16th, at 7:30 both nights at the Mounds Theater in St. Paul, is the last two showings of The Bungalow Loft, presented by Fearless Comedy Productions. Fearless is back in theaters, folks.
What?
And it's funny, and the reviews have been great, so you should go see that.
Awesome. I've heard such good things about it.
So yeah, 7:30, Friday and Saturday, Mounds Theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sure. I wanted to say bye, bye, love you, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Mud for sending in a Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.